This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
SBS Tonight, brand new show premieres, Christians Like Us. It's going to be a two-part series, 10 Christians from all differing backgrounds living together for 7 days.
Wow.
I know, because there's going to be some fireworks you would expect, right?
I think so, yes.
Joining us, one of the guys who was in the house, Steve Chong, leader of Rice Movement. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Duncan. How you doing, Sammy?
Steve, how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so SBS just contacted me randomly one day and said they're keen for someone to be there. I don't know why, actually, to be honest. I think, you know, I don't think it's for my good looks, mate. They would have got you otherwise, Duncan. So I'm not sure what they've done instead. I think I'm the token Asian, to be totally frank. I'm the token Asian. But that's important for Asians. All jokes aside, actually, it's important because it's good for Asians to be represented when it comes to a group that's trying to represent what's going on with the church.
Well, so here's the situation. I tuned into the ads for this, Mike, and it sounds salacious. You know, the church is in turmoil. Everything's falling apart. You're out at Bella Vista, which once was like this sanctuary of Christianity, not anymore, sharp decline. I mean, it's a real salacious account of Christianity, but, mate, I can't think of a time that the church didn't have issues.
100%, man. We've had issues all the time. We're all sinners, and that means that by nature we've got in ourselves the ability to hurt, divide, wreck stuff up, mess stuff up. But Jesus has always been the one who unites us all the time, all the way through the church's history, and that hasn't changed, and that's still going on, in my opinion.
Steve, I'm guessing that, like most TV shows, the way in which they've cast you and the 9 others in the house is that they want different perspectives on Christianity and different views, and they want a bit of heated debate. What was it like to be in a house of people with all kinds of different beliefs yet still claiming to be Christian?
Yeah, well, it wasn't your average dinner party, that's for sure. Let me tell you. I mean, it's not the kind of one you'd be like, yeah, let me go to that party. Like, it's just, it was full on, you know. Like, we've got a full range of, a full spectrum there of people who have very, very different takes on how they understand Christianity, understand God. For me, I went in with one aim, which was to make Jesus known and to, you know, represent him well as I see him in the Bible. And so, some of the housemates really held strongly to an understanding of the Bible, where they would base their foundation, their thinking on literally what the Bible says, and so others would not. And that would mean that we would have, a very, very tricky discussion at times. And of course, there's a lot of big-ticket issues that are being covered. And to have those conversations, the trick was to work out, or not trick, I guess, that my aim and the hard thing was to work out how am I going to make sure that I do what Jesus tells me to do, which is the first thing, and is to love people and to love them and make sure we're all loving each other, because I really wanted to see Jesus' prayer answered in John chapter 17, as you know, Doug and Sammy, is that, you know, he prays that the church, that the disciples, the followers will be one, just as he and the Father are one, so that the world may know. So that was my aim, that was my hope, and I think a bunch of Christians, you know, just fighting each other is not a great thing. So I was hoping and aiming for love, but then again, good TV, a whole bunch of Christians sitting around holding hands, singing Kumbaya, is not going to put the ratings up very high, is it?
It's a good point.
But you touched on a point right at the start that Asian Christian Rice Movement represents a large population of Asians all over Sydney. Not just that, I mean, they're from different denominations and backgrounds all coming together.
Different cities now across Australia as well, with Melbourne and also New Zealand.
Amazing. Yeah. And you think of Australia as a multicultural community. Why do you think it was significant to represent a significant Asian Christian population?
100%, Duncan. I think it was very important for Asians. You know, we're you know, still a minority group, but a very big growing one, if that makes sense. And we're starting to see incredible statistics come out with regards to, you know, even major populous areas like Sydney and Melbourne that talk about how, you know, one in four, I saw in one of the heralds recently, just talking about of millennials of Asian descent or born in Asia. You know, like, it's just extraordinary to see that happening, particularly amongst our younger generation. So I think it's important for Asians to rise up and to sort of say, particularly for the church, Asians, the church, to say, hey, look, it is our time. It's our time to really step out for Jesus, to be you know, passionate for him, and we don't need to hide in the corners and sort of tuck away our Asianness and try and sort of go, oh, I better, you know, I better kind of tuck that away because I'm Aussie. But we're Aussie, totally. I mean, you listen to me, I sound entirely Aussie. But look, you know, it's really important, isn't it, for these Asians to come up. It's the rise of, in the rise of China happening, the church exploding and booming across China and different parts of, you know, South Korea, Asia, etc. And Rice is this thing that God is growing, this huge movement of a next generation of young Asians who are of the West, but not in the West. We're, you know, like we're based in, we've got the Western stuff in us, but we actually, you know, we're in Australia, but Australia is also part of Asia. So it's this kind of wonderful, fascinating combination. And I think there's an opportunity there for us to rise up for the church, the future leadership of the church, and our, not just our church, the leadership of society. So I'm really hopeful that that happened, and I was able to represent that demographic well. But I'm hoping Asians who are watching this are saying, hey, yeah, we're on that plate, you know, all of us.
I'm guessing you probably haven't seen the final cut of the show that's going to air tonight. No. As far as our audience goes, do you think it's a good thing for Christians to be watching a show like this?
I think Christians can watch this show if they have their eyes open and they don't get, they've got to understand as they watch this that we lived in that house for 1 week and we were filmed all day. We had audio recorded on us all day. So they're filming 10 people's interactions, 10 people's separate, you know, like I might go to a corridor somewhere and we're filming and the different people are being filmed all the time. And so that's a week's worth of footage that's going to come down into two short episodes. So clearly, you know, however happy or not happy people are with the editing process, they have to edit, right? So so what's going to happen is I think as Christians watch that, they've got to beware of the sound grabs, the sound bites, and obviously you're going to get the most extreme moments without a whole bunch of context all the time, and there's going to be so much more to that, which is why I'm actually going to watch it on Insta Live. So I'm going to watch it live and just put my Insta on and Facebook on and just sort of comment on the way and sort of talk about how I was feeling perhaps behind some of those scenes as I watch them come up on my telly in my living room.
Well, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, because I get frustrated sometimes when people try and pigeonhole us into a denomination, you know. Like, I've always felt it myself as kind of ecumenical dunk, you know. Like, I think there's strengths in all the different denominations, but we're all pushing towards a common goal, right, which is Jesus. And where the church, like you said, where the church might be messy, we push to a saviour behind that church that really means that no matter who you are, or what background you come from, or where you're at in terms of walking life, Jesus is there and ready to meet you. And I think there's a real opportunity that you kind of get to proclaim that, don't you? Different backgrounds, different church denominations, but we can all stand under the banner of Jesus.
100%. I mean, we don't want the I mean, the church needs to repent for a whole bunch of stuff. No question. No question. And we really, really ought to. But don't put that on Jesus. That's not Jesus's hope. That's not Jesus's, it's not a Jesus pleasure for that kind of stuff. And so I'm really hoping that people see beyond what will definitely be shown, which is the church's mess.
Yeah.
At times, and go there and say, no, we've got a perfect savior actually, who's not messed up. In fact, he is the one who invites people into relationship with him, who wants to forgive their own mess. The truth is we all contribute in some ways to mess in our lives and our areas of our life, whether it's close relationships, family members, workplace, whatever it is. And Jesus says, you know what, into that mess is what I'm going to step into. And that's why he came to earth to die and to live and die and rise again. And for me, I'm just hopeful that people go, man, you know what, I can see behind that edit and behind that sensationalized church messy bit is actually a savior named Jesus, and he's someone I can come to today.
Well, you can check it out tonight on your telly, SBS 835, Christians Like Us. Thanks for joining us to talk about it, Steve Chong.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.